John chapter 11. When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who came with her weeping also, she was deeply moved in the spirit and grieved. That is why the Jews said, "Look how I loved him." Jesus dignified the tears of others in the Bible who wept. Abraham wept when he buried Sarah. Jacob wept when he fought the angel. Joseph wept when his father died. David and Jonathan wept when they separated. David cried when he lost his son. Ezekiel wept bitterly over his illness. Josiah wept over the sin of his nation. Jeremiah is known as the prophet who wept. Peter wept bitterly, repentant. The tears and pain of Mary and Martha moved Jesus. God sees the tears of the grief of the afflicted and is moved with compassion. God sees our tears. God is touched by our tears. God remembers our tears. God acts to dry our tears. There are many aspects of these two words. Jesus wept. In weeping, Jesus was truly a man. There is no sin or shame in tears. By weeping, Jesus shows that he was familiar with pain. When Jesus prayed, he was not ashamed of his humanity. In weeping, Jesus identified himself with others in his grief. To cry, Jesus shows that he loves people. In front of the tomb, to Mary, Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" Jesus also asks you and me, "Why are you crying? Come to him. No one better than him to comfort you."